Mishnah Vov, the son of Hillel was called Rabban Shimon, and his son was called Rabban Gamliel Hazokain. Now the son of Rabban Gamliel Hazokain was Rabban Shimon again, and that's the same person as Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and his son was again called Gamliel, and he was not known as Rabban Gamliel Hazokain, who was the grandson of Hillel, but he was just known as Rabban Gamliel. Now, though this Rabban Gamliel was a descendant of Hillel, and he was part of his Beis HaMedrash, and he agreed and held like Beis Hillel with regards to most issues, the Mishnah tells us that Shloisha Devarim, there were three things that Rabban Gamliel machmir k'direi Beis Shammai, that Rabban Gamliel ruled strictly like the words of Beis Shammai. And these are three things regarding Yom Tov. Now, the first of those issues is Hatmona. Hatmona refers to insulating a pot of food. If, let's say, somebody wants to keep some food warm, once he has taken it off the fire, he wants it to retain its heat. So he would cover it in certain materials so that it would remain hot. Now, it's forbidden to do Hatmona on Shabbos. It's considered like cooking, and it follows, therefore, that it's also forbidden on Yom Tov, unless it is for the sake of Yom Tov itself. Just like anything which can be done on Yom Tov, it can only be done for the sake of Yom Tov itself. You can't cook on Yom Tov for the next day. So the same goes for insulating, for covering the pots with materials to keep it warm. However, we learned at the beginning of this perek that there is indeed a way to prepare food for the next day, if the next day is Shabbos. And that is, if one makes an Erev Tavshilin, where he begins preparing the food already before Yom Tov begins, so then even on Yom Tov he's allowed to prepare for the next day, Shabbos. The question is whether the Erev Tavshilin covers insulating as well, or perhaps it only covers preparing food in the same way as the Erev Tavshilin was prepared. So according to Beis Hillel, once you've begun the preparations, even if the Erev Tavshilin was just something which you cooked, that is enough to allow you to both cook and bake and insulate pots of food and do anything for the sake of food on Yom Tov for the next day. However, according to Beis Shammai, Ein tonen esachem b'yom tov l'shabbos, it is forbidden to cover a pot of hot water, in this case, from Yom Tov on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos, the next day, since the Erev Tavshilin only allows you to continue preparing food in the same way as you had begun. The whole point of the Erev Tavshilin is that it's considered to be the beginning of your preparation. So unless you made as part of your Erev Tavshilin, you had a pot of hot water, which you did cover in materials to keep it warm, so if you did that, then even Beis Shammai would agree that you are allowed to do so on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos. But if you make a regular Erev Tavshilin, where you just begin cooking the food, that would not allow you to start insulating the hot water on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos. Secondly, according to Beis Shammai, just like it is forbidden to build or to demolish buildings which are attached to the ground, or even parts of those buildings, there is also Yesh Binyon Bekelim. There is also a prohibition to do the same with utensils which are not attached to the ground. And therefore, Vein Zekven Samenora B'Yom Tov, it is forbidden to set up and connect pieces of a candelabra on Yom Tov, even though it's not literally a building, you're not actually attaching anything to the ground, and actually building a real structure. This is also considered to be building, and therefore forbidden on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's a discussion whether Beis Hillel argue totally, or perhaps Beis Hillel agree that it is forbidden with Rabbanon on Shabbos, however on Yom Tov, in order that one be able to rejoice on Yom Tov, and fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, of being happy on the Yom Tov, perhaps just on Yom Tov, Beis Hillel allow one to build and demolish utensils, alright? Vein ofen pitin geritzin erakikin. It is forbidden to bake bread from very thick dough, rather only from thin dough. Meaning if it's thick dough, that means you are baking many, many loaves, and that is considered to be too much effort for Yom Tov. One is supposed to rest more on Yom Tov, not be busy performing these activities all day, and therefore it's forbidden to make very thick dough, and to make lots of loaves of bread on Yom Tov itself. Beis Hillel once again argue, since the quality of the bread is actually improved if there are more loaves baking in a particular oven, so the overall quality of each loaf of bread actually improves as well. So you're not just increasing the quantity of the bread, but you are also increasing the quality of each loaf of bread, and therefore it is permitted according to Beis Hillel. Omar Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel said, "Bimein shel Beis Abba, in all of the days of my father's house, my father Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, lo hayofen pitin geritzin el rikikin, they would never bake bread from thick loaves, only from thin loaves, they would only bake a few loaves on Yom Tov." So there you go, got a proof that also Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel held like Beis Shammai that it was forbidden. Omuloi the Chachom said to Rabban Gamliel, "That's not a proof, manas elevis avicha. What are we going to do to your father's house? Shoy machmir al atzmon. They were strict upon themselves not to do this. However, makilin lechol Yisrael, they were lenient for the rest of the Jewish people, leos ofen pitin geritzin v'chayri, to allow them to bake bread from thick loaves, and even chayri, which is bread which is baked on lots of coals, so it requires a lot of preparation, a lot of hard work. Even that, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel permitted. He's only strict upon himself. But according to the strict letter of the law, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that it is permitted to bake as many loaves as one likes on Yom Tov.